Well, we continue to preview the Packers this morning as we are your home for Packer football. You can catch the Packers-Saints game this Sunday, 1 o'clock the pregame coverage and 3:25 the kickoff with Wayne and Larry right here on K107.1. And who better to preview the big game with us than from CheeseheadTV.com, Brian Caribou. Brian, we've had a few days now to kind of collect our thoughts after the, what are we going with? Fail Mary, because I'm seeing inaccurate reception, and I don't know what we're calling this thing officially.
I personally like Fail Mary. That's yeah, just I know. So right now, I mean, the term fail is just so 2012, as a person I know put it.
Well, we'll go with that one then. Either way, we're 3 days removed from the Fail Mary, and are you still as bitter as I am, or are you getting over it a little bit?
You know, it's, wow. I mean, I guess my stunned silence here is still, telling, it's hard to get over, but as the news this week, came out that the NFL came to the agreement with the referees union, you can't help but feel that the Packers game had an impact upon that. It's too bad it came at the Packers' expense.
It is really too bad, yes. Yes.
Yes, everybody's saying the deal came 2 days too late. for some, perhaps 3 weeks too late, that fans had to live through the first 3 weeks of the NFL season like this. But, I guess at least it's done.
Well, it's done. The regular ref's going to be at Lambeau on Sunday. I bet you they get quite a big applause. They got a nice applause in Baltimore last night. I bet you in Green Bay the applause for regular officials is going to be overwhelming, at least to start the game. Then the game's actually going to take place, and the Packers taking on the New Orleans Saints, another team who's had a few problems with the commissioner's office in this calendar year. Now, the Saints 0-3, the Packers 1-2, definitely not what you thought their records would be for this game. An 0-3 Saints team scares me. I know they've lost to some poor teams, but they need a win almost as bad as we do. Would you be willing to say this is a must-win game already, though, Brian?
I still hesitate to say that early in the season, but, it is important regardless. I mean, every game is, but, it is really hard to see the loser of this game make the playoffs. I suppose is my opinion on the matter. This is still a dangerous Saints team. Any team with Drew Brees for their quarterback would be dangerous. So even though they're 0-3, you still have to prepare like this team is the Saints of old.
How do the Packers come out and attack this one? Because while we're talking, if we're over this kind of Fail Mary from Monday or not, I'm not so sure the Packers are specifically. That offensive line and Aaron Rodgers, is this game and the result from Monday and the subsequent statement from the NFL, is all that hoopla going to be kind of too much for the Packers to concentrate on a football game?
I don't know about that. I said it right from the get-go. They can only use this as motivation going forward. That the good thing for the Packers is this is a team with a lot of flaws that the Packers can take advantage of. The Saints come into this game with the last ranked rushing defense in the NFL this year, so that could mean good things for the Packers and Cedric Benson, who the Packers need to get going on Sunday.
Yeah, if you have Cedric Benson on a fantasy team, this may be like the 1 week it's a no-brainer to start him, so... we'll look forward to hopefully a rushing attack. Hopefully the passing game can kind of get their things worked out and back together. You think Coach McCarthy's going to have these guys prepared? He's been kind of quiet this week.
Yes, I do. Coach McCarthy has handled this whole situation with a lot of class. He writes from the end of the game in his post-game press conference. He refused to even really talk about the officiating call. He just knew he would get fined if he did, so it wasn't even worth it. He sent the players back out for the extra point. Everything Mike McCarthy has done has been the right thing, the classy thing, so there's no reason to think he's not doing his job in preparation for the upcoming game against the Saints.
So coming up this weekend, again, 1 o'clock the coverage, 3:25 the kickoff on K107.1. What I want to think is that after a game like Monday, the Packers are going to look at themselves, turn things around. Aaron Rodgers, who's kind of had a slow start stats-wise, is going to come out and throw 4 or 5 touchdowns, take advantage of that Saints secondary, that Saints defense. The running game's going to get going. It's going to be the perfect opponent to kind of play after a loss like that. However, in the back of my head, Brian, there's some reason I'm just worried about this game. Are you in that same camp, or do you think the Packers are going to come away with a 2-2 record after this one?
Yeah, my prediction is the Packers win this one, especially with the home field advantage. I just can't see them losing that. I think they'll be more motivated for this game than, you know, any other game in recent memory. Perhaps for the Super Bowl, maybe notwithstanding or something like that, but... you know, the crowd is just going to be enthused and energized for this one. I think that the players will feed off that. And, I see the Packers winning and perhaps winning big this game.
They kind of eased their way through the NFL last season. They're going to have to earn it this year. There's nothing to be taken for granted. We found that out for sure with the Fail Mary incident and all that has followed. Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com. We'll talk to you again on Monday and wrap up a hopefully 500 Packers team.
Sounds good. Talk to you then.